The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 3 deaths and 7 new hospitalizations related to COVID in the latest update published February 3. A man and a woman between 45 and 64 years old, both from Simcoe County, have died after contracting COVID-19. The woman's case was linked to an outbreak, and she died on February 1. The man died on February 2. A Muskoka woman over 79 years old is also among the deaths reported today. Her case was linked to an outbreak, and she died on January 12. There are at least 41 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for Indigenous people, hospitalized patients and people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings, the health unit is reporting 270 new cases today. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 32,324 cases of COVID-19, with 28,969 of those cases recovered and 358 cases ending in death. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 12 years old have included 163 fully vaccinated people, 18 partially vaccinated, and 187 unvaccinated people over 11 years old. Of those, 50 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 23 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 53 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 42 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. All of the deaths have been people over 11 years old. About 87% of the over 11-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 1 or 2 doses, and 11% of the same population group is unvaccinated. Available capacity at the region's hospitals shows about 65% of acute care unit beds occupied, 68% of ICU beds occupied, and 35% of ventilator beds occupied. The capacity levels include all patients in Simcoe County or Muskoka hospitals. There are 52 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 73 on Friday, including 26 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 6 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 20 at childcare centers.